Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
In a tribal area in the Philippines, a witch doctor sprinkles chicken blood on the doorposts of a new house, then chants a prayer asking that spirits bless the residents. In Yangon, merchants slip out of their sandals and walk barefooted up the steps to the great Shwe De Gong Pagoda and sit in contemplation before a golden Buddha. Halfway around the world, families fill parking lots, then with Bibles under their arms, stream into churches which look more like modern shopping centers than traditional ones with spires and organs. While their paths to God may be as divergent as the distance between these groups, all of them, right or wrong, are reaching out to God as they conceive Him to be. All over the world, you will find temples, churches, and religious gatherings of one kind or another. Why? Anthropologists may respond that humans have a religious nature. But going deeper is the question, where did that come from? Who put it there? Christians are quick to respond, God did. That's how He made us. And if you believe the record that God gave through Moses almost 2,500 years ago, you can quickly turn to proof texts that essentially say that. Scientists have attempted to answer that question saying, it's in your DNA. It's in your genes. Molecular biologist Dean Hammer published a book entitled The God Gene, How Faith is Hardwired into Our Genes. He not only believes that human spirituality is genetic, but he believes he has actually located one of the genes responsible for your quest for God. Okay, are you to assume that your thirst to know God is simply the interaction of certain brain chemicals in your head? Something far different from the heart cry of David who prayed, "My soul thirsts for you, my body longs for you, in a dry and weary land where there is no water." The book of Ecclesiastes says, God has set eternity in the hearts of men, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Dr. Hugh Ross, a scientist who is also a Christian apologist, believes that human curiosity, the desire to know, which prompts the question why, is an evidence, not only that you were created in the image of God, but is an actual evidence of God's existence as well. Does it matter whether your desire to know God is hardwired into your DNA or simply born in your heart? The fact is, you want to know God, to know that you came into the world for a reason and that you can make peace with Him. A final thought. God would have been cruel to have made you with a desire to know Him unless He also made provision for that need to be met, for your questions to be answered, for your search to end in His embracing you in His great love. He put that thirst in your heart to fully satisfy it. He satisfies your deep longing. The psalmist put it like this, "For He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things." David put it, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him." That's a test which will leave you satisfied, or else with an intense thirst which makes your mouth parched and dry. A refreshing drink at a cold spring after a long, arduous hike through the desert satisfies in ways that can only be experienced. Want to know God? Bow your heart and your knee and tell Him. Then pick up your Bible and start reading the Gospel of John. It's good news, friend. You can find God.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.